I have a witness that I wrote twice a month yesterday. Okay. You have some reading glasses for Representative Minnis.
My staff is reading glasses.
Okay. We are going. We will convene the Tuesday, May 18th edition of the Lake Mead Public Safety Subcommittee. We are in work session for Senate Bill 5517, the Oregon Judicial Department. We will proceed ahead with our report from staff. And our hope.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, with your permission, I'd like to ask the Chief and Tinsley to come forward so that if there are any questions, they can answer them for you.
Anticipating no questions.
And I will just start with number one on my recommendation, and that is to approve the current service level. Just technically, as a reminder to the subcommittee, with this action, the subcommittee deletes the 268.61 unfunded FTE and the unspecified increase of 3,502,432 general fund and 472,468 excess other funds limitation that were included in the governor's budget. All of our adjustments then will be to the current service level. I would like to recommend in item number two that we direct the department to work with the Department of Justice and the Criminal Justice Commission on the implementation of budget notes in these budgets, and I've attached copies of those budget notes. One relates to reducing the number and cost of appeals, and the other relates to the development of a long-range criminal justice plan as specified in ORS 137.656 sub 2. I'm also recommending that we add a comment that directs the department to work with the Office of the Governor and the Legislative Fiscal Office to ensure that alternative dispute resolution services are provided throughout the state and to avoid any potential duplication of court and community dispute resolution services. And with those recommendations, if I can refer you to my worksheet, page 202, it's at the back, very back of your, I believe it's at the very back of your handout. If not, it's right after the narrative. Starting in the middle of the page where it says subcommittee adjustments, recommending that we reduce the budget by $2,286 general fund to reflect reductions in attorney general rates. Approve a technical adjustment of 205-122 other funds and 225-634 federal funds to reflect grant adjustments and 2.5 FTE that were not included in the original CFL calculation. The department has attached an explanation of those adjustments. I'm recommending that we increase the budget by $3,100,000 general fund and 2.75 FTE to implement the federal adoption and Safe Families Act. Increase the budget by 204,561 general fund for the cost of the Supreme Court boiler conversion. For innovative programs, increase the budget by the original recommendation was 988,261 and 11 FTE. After discussion with people, that is being reduced to by 300,000 to 688,261 and 8 FTE. That action moves the issue of the Lane County pretrial release to the recommendation having to do with the emergency board. Under critical staffing and workload, the recommendation is to increase the budget by 487,046 general fund and 6.5 FTE for attorney and court support for staff for the Supreme Court and past magistrate court. On page two, There is a budget note, and it is a budget note that was initially in the budget for 1997 that directs the Chief Justice to review and reprioritize planned expenditures. I will not read these budget notes to you unless you so desire. The main difference between this budget note and the 1997 version is that it adds a reporting, well, two reporting requirements. One, that the Chief Justice should prepare a preliminary report on the plan, and the other is that the final report on implementation of the plan should be at the emergency board meeting prior to the 2001 legislative session. I'm recommending a comment that would say that the subcommittee also expects that the Judicial Department will work in collaboration with the Legislative Fiscal Office to develop a current service level budget and a budget presentation plan that conforms to the budget development and presentation process of executive branch agencies. Under technology, I'm recommending that $1.8 million general fund and FTE be allocated for technology development. And that would include the same budget note that you have put on all of the other public safety agencies having to do with the public safety data warehouse and the statewide enterprise information technology strategy. I'm recommending that we defer action on budget requests involving the Attorney General and other indigent defense adjustments. Pending action on proposed legislation regarding a public defender corporation. And that takes us down to the direct allocations to the agency. I'm also recommending the following emergency board reservations. For innovative programs, reserve $1,050,000 in the emergency fund for family court and drug court programs, with a budget note that directs the department to develop a plan for implementation of family courts and drug courts statewide. Critical staffing and workload, with the adjustment made above, I will be recommending an $800,000 emergency fund reserve for critical workload and staffing, with a budget note that was modified from a budget note in 1997. It is essentially the same with a reporting requirement, again, and deferring allocation of the funding until the agency reports back. Mr. Chair, are you on page 3? Yes.
Page 3.
360. under C, technology incentives. Recommending that we reserve $870,000 in the emergency fund for a technology incentive program with a budget note that directs the department to evaluate its fee structure for businesses, corporations, others that use court records for their commercial or business purposes, and to report back on the revenues projected from this fee structure, and the emergency board will match the projected revenue increase out of the $870,000 up to a maximum of the $870,000. Page 4, top of the page D. I'm also recommending that we reserve $1 million in the emergency fund for the acquisition of hardware and software with a budget note, again, that directs the department in consultation with appropriate state or private experts to develop a long-range technology improvement plan and requires reporting to the public safety emergency board on this plan for the allocation of these funds. There is also a requested adjustment to add an emergency fund reservation of $1 with directions to the agency to establish a prioritization process for pro tem judgeships in the interim, with a direction that they report back to the emergency board with that prioritization to request funding from the emergency board for additional positions if needed.
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Hannah.
Chief Justice, the amendment that was just read, allowing you to create pro tem judges, is an anticipation on the next session of bringing some judicial positions online. That if we can start them out through an emergency board allocation for additional pro tem judges, then we can have a seat at the table in anticipation for the next biennium.
Thank you, Senator.
And I hope you understand that we were not able to go outright and fund them, but I think this is probably the next best thing that you can probably consider.
Thank you, Senator. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And I've explained to my colleagues on the committee that it's appropriate to spend $1 because it guarantees a seat at the emergency board for any agency wanting to come and ask for funds. And it does not guarantee that, but it certainly guarantees access. And so what I would like to do is have the Chief Justice kind of prioritize what list you would have funded and bring those prioritizations in for additional pro tem staffing.
Yes, Senator, thank you. We'll do that.
And I would just like to correct the good senator. I don't get much opportunity to do that, so I'll take them when they come along. That was not an amendment. That was part of the LFO recommendation.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I can correct you.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, with that summarizes my recommendation. Item 7 is simply the narrative that covers the amendments that we would make to the bill and is a redundancy to what I have already said. I leave it to the committee to decide what they need to do.
The chair will accept a motion. Senator
Hannon. I've moved the LFO recommendations to Senate Bill 6517 and the amendments contained within the recommendations.
Sir, I appreciate the motion. Any discussion? Representative Stanix.
Thank you. I support the motion. I would mention that I still wanted to take a careful look at the indigent defense cost factors. And I know that we have a separate bill relating to a public corporation for indigent defense that we can look at too, which is a substantive bill. I've asked the Judicial Department to take a look at some of the bills from the House Judiciary Committee on Criminal Law, which are over here, which have a fiscal impact from the judicial, and to see if any of those are sort of subsumed within what we've taken care of here, if they see a workload increase, is it already covered by what we've done, that sort of thing, and I'll hear back from them on that, but I certainly do support what we're trying to do with this package.
And I would concur. We will look at the indigent defense public defender issue line insert sometime within this session. Any further discussion?
Just a question, sir.
Representative Schrader.
With regard to some of the federal grants that are some of the counties are looking at for some of their innovative programs, is that covered in this or limited in any way?
Typically what happens, if I can respond to that, yes, is they come back for authorization to pursue the grant. And then after the grant is given, if they're a recipient, then they seek the expenditure limitation. The money would pass through the courts to the counties for implementation of a grant program. There's nothing authorizing that here, but there's nothing prohibiting that either.
And I would like to clarify, any existing grants are included in this. That is, any grants that they have received and are receiving funding for is included in this budget.
There is a bringing up $225,000 in federal grant technical adjustment to what was allocated. So that, as the good senator says, that functionally becomes an expenditure limitation when they come to us.
Any of the senators?
Yeah.
Well, Bernick is here.
She just left. Walked down the hallway or somewhere.
I'll go see about
hold on. I don't want to go to recess. We're going to be right back.
Okay.
We'll be done.
All right. Let's get back in.
As I indicated earlier, there's great support for this budget on the House side. But your problem is it's a Senate bill, and it's got to go there first. So maybe we can just reserve the whole thing to the board. You don't have to write any of this down either, Linda. While we're waiting,
nobody else leaves. I'll step outside.
Because the conflict is not on the judges, there's going to be a lot of strain on courts to maintain whatever unfolds in the case now, but it also allows you to come in and try to work. And so, like,
okay.
I appreciate the subliminal sign of respect.
We have a motion before us. We've had discussion. Any other discussion? Any dissents to the budget?
Seeing none, I declare the motion passed.
Mr. Chairman?
Senator
Hanna. I would now move Senate Bill 6517 as amended to the full Ways and Means Committee with a due pass recommendation.
Any discussion? Any dissension?
Seeing none, so moved. Who would be honored to carry this on the Senate side? It is a Senate bill.
I imagine Senator
Hanna. Should we take a motion on that?
You want me to explain that $1.
And in full,
you can have it over here. Carriers
on the representative benefits. Carrier on the House side. Any other business to come before the committee? Oh, that's great. Minister Manuel is fighting it out.
No. I said no.
Okay.
I think you should.
All right, I will carry it.
No.
He can carry it on for it. I'll carry it for it.
She'll carry it. Well, I'll carry it. No, Ann's carrying it. He's got it with the plane.
No,
I'm being facetious when I say you should.
I really want to.
You do a good job. We are adjourned.
Thank you.